when I started this show, I told you about a warning. There's a tsunami in Chile, 8.8 magnitude on the Richter scale earthquake. Has actually, you've seen some waves hit up and down the coast of Chile. Not really big, but a little bit bigger on the, some islands off the coast of Chile. And they expect, and they're forecasting a warning of a tsunami in Hawaii. So I guess it depends on how the waves flow. I mean, this thing could hit some islands way out in the middle of the Pacific. They've warned people about the tsunami, this wave. There's something happening. What I wanted to do is tell you that there's a wave coming your way. I found this article overseas, but it was actually originally from the Wall Street Journal. Now, that's what's really weird. See, I get things that were U.S. news sources published overseas. What's up with that? But I didn't find them here. IMF considers billion-dollar crisis fund. The International Monetary Fund was considering a new multi-billion-dollar lending arrangement it could deploy during crisis, which would offer money to countries, now listen to this, even if they do not ask for it. There's a tsunami heading your way, folks. I've had a few tsunami warnings in the past. Prior to the financial meltdown, I was mentioning on my Faith and Freedom show, is it me or are we in the middle of the biggest financial crisis, global financial crisis in history? Well, I was mentioning that. In fact, I mentioned it to a banker in February of 2008. It all showed up in the news. See, you were distracted by your in-flight entertainment while our plane was in nosedive. You started getting wind of it in September when it was sort of too late. Things were already in the works. In fact, globally, they were reporting a massive crisis in January of 2008 after many reports that they were seeing in failures at the end of the last quarter in 2007. So I'm telling you, there's a tsunami wave heading your way. Under the multi-country credit line, oh, by the way, before I go there, I did find today, actually moments before I went on the air, there's a report that surfaced kind of in the low end of the U.S. news. I found it on one news source that reports the leader of the IMF just had a conference where he was saying there's going to be a new reserve currency to replace the dollar. It's going to be like SDR, which is something data rates. I can't think of what it is, but it's fake money. It's sort of based on a country's ability to generate funding stream, so to speak. You know, what are their human resources, education, what kind of mineral resources they have. They kind of evaluate a country's wealth and its ability to produce, and then they give them a, I can't think what the S stands for. It'll hit me later. But this basically, it's a funny money factor that they're going to use as a new reserve currency. It's not really going to have any tangible hook to it. It's not going to be rooted in tangible things. It's essentially rooted in debt. How much does a country have the ability to essentially extract the labor and wealth out of its people in order to pay the global banking cartel? And so that's essentially what the basis of this new reserve currency is. That was just a little weird. You know, you had to know all those details about it as you read the article. It just mentioned a few words that if you really didn't know what it was talking about, you probably wouldn't even tune into the article. But this thing says IMF considers billion-dollar crisis fund under the multi-country credit line. On a previous episode here, segment, I said, what do you mean multi-country credit line for somebody who doesn't even ask for this loan? The IMF would, for the first time, make money available to groups of countries that it believed were in danger of financial crisis, that the IMF believes is in a financial crisis, rather than individual nations. Now, this is where it gets creepy. So they're not going to lend it to the individual country on the basis of its credit worthiness and its ability and mechanisms and law to put it, to enslave its people and its producers. They're going to say, rather than, we're going to give it to a multi-country credit line rather than individual nations, said a senior IMF official, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, and this was reported in a New Zealand news source. The countries would not need to request the assistance. Rather, the IMF would make lines of credit available to those nations. Now, this is where it gets really dangerous. Talk about manipulation. What effect a little group of guys can do in an office to figure out how you can really make a run on a country here. Rather, the IMF would make lines of credit available to those nations whose policies it deemed sound. The nations would not be required to use the money. The fund would declare, listen, the fund of the IMF, little group of guys in an office building, would declare there's a systemic problem in this group of countries, and here's a line of credit for the following countries, said the official. He emphasized that a formal proposal was not expected to be ready before September. Everything happens in September would need to be approved by the IMF's governing board. What are they going to do? They're going to announce that a group of countries on the verge of financial collapse? What is that going to do, an effect going to have on its monetary system and its ability to have any influence on its own issues? We'll be back.